House Committee on Judiciary come to order. Today is Tuesday, May 31st, 2011. First item on the agenda is a public hearing and work session. I'm going to open and close the public hearing. We're going to move right into the work session on Senate Bill 424. We're going to carry over till tomorrow Senate Bill 519. We're going to carry over until tomorrow Senate Bill 405. We are going to have to carry over Senate Bill 406. We don't have a fiscal back on that, although we will have testimony, brief testimony on 406. And we are going to carry over till tomorrow Senate Bill 557. So hopefully that frees up some people who are here.
The next bill will free my
chair. Yeah. Open public hearing on Senate Bill 4. Public hearing on Senate Bill 424. Close the public hearing and open the work session on Senate Bill 424.
Co-chairs, members of the committee, Senate Bill 424A really has two components. The first of that is it clarifies that a pedestrian is considered to be crossing a roadway when any part of extension of the pedestrian, including but not limited to any part of the pedestrian's body, wheelchair, cane, or crutch, moves into the roadway with the intent to proceed. The other component of this is the so-called fill the boot exception, which continues to allow certain licensed fundraising activities which would otherwise constitute an obstruction of vehicular traffic on a roadway. This is the intro version of the bill that we are considering. It is projected to have a minimal expenditure impact and no revenue impact.
Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 424A to the floor with a due pass.
Co-Chair Krieger moves Senate Bill 424 to the floor with a due pass. Is there any discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we're not looking at the A5 amendment?
We're not. We're looking at the original bill, which
Thank you.
Has pedestrian and the boot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan.
Yes.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Shoffler.
Aye.
Representative
Aye.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Whitman.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Excuse.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Olson, would you carry that for us, please? Thank you. Next, we'll open a public hearing, possible work session on Senate Bill 432A.
Mr. Chair, I believe that's one of Mr. Taylor's bills.
Okay.
He's probably on his way. You might want to recess and skip.
Okay, we'll close the public hearing on that until he comes back in. We'll go ahead and jump down and open the public, or open the work session for invited testimony only on Senate Bill 406A. Ms. Pratt, please.
Co-chairs, members of the committee, Senate Bill 406A, we are. In Oregon, a lifetime driver's license suspension is actually 10 years, and that law is approaching 10 years of age, so there's some effort in the work to try to figure out the process by which a reinstatement would occur. Senate Bill 406 makes clear that an individual to be reinstated must be reinstated in the county in which they are convicted. It also requires them to show proof of having completed an OHA-certified drug or alcohol course.
And
Co-Chair Barker, Co-Chair Krieger, there is an amendment on which fiscal has not yet been returned that would clarify that the latter of those two requirements, that being the completion of an OHA-certified alcohol or drug court, is only applicable if the individual was actually convicted and sentenced to completing an alcohol or drug court. This will mean that an individual who runs somebody over and is suspended, but it was not affiliated with drug or alcohol, would not then be required to demonstrate proof of something they were not sentenced to do.
Okay, please.
Chair Barker, Chair Krieger, members of the committee, my name is Ann Pratt for the record. I'm testifying on behalf of the Governor's Advisory Committee on DUII, and the Governor's Advisory Committee is in full support of Senate Bill 406. The first of these offenders to be eligible will be the felony lifetime DUI offenders, and there will be just a few of them in 2012, but by the beginning of 2014, the third time misdemeanor lifetime offenders will also become eligible. And by 2014, we'll have approximately 650, and by 2017, 1,400 of these offenders. These repeat high-risk offenders are the worst of the Dewey offenders, and they are likely the most dangerous. They have proven to be resistant to change and cannot be trusted. We have offenders in this state who are on their third felony DUI. These offenders are to be taken with deadly seriousness. If we allow these high-risk, dangerous offenders to share our roadways, it is reasonable to require tough criteria for their Oregon driver's license reinstatement, and hopefully it will ensure the safety of all Oregonians. Driving in Oregon is a privilege, not a right, and we have a right to be safe on our Oregon roadways. The GAC urges you to pass Senate Bill 406. Also, Crime Victims United, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Oregon Anti-Crime Alliance also support Senate Bill 406. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for all the work you've done trying to get these drunk driving bills through this session. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Close the work session on Senate Bill 406 and continue to roll it over to tomorrow. Open a work session on Senate Bill 347.
Chairs and members of the committee, Senate Bill 347A was previously heard on the 11th of May. It's the measure that exempts records of individuals and their family members who seek assistance from domestic violence service providers from disclosure as public records, declares an emergency, and is effective on passage. At the dais today, we have received Dash A2 amendments. These amendments, if you'll bear with me, also exempt from disclosure as public records information regarding persons with concealed handgun licenses and persons who have applied for concealed handgun licenses, unless the information is going from one public body to another for a criminal justice purpose, is pursuant to a court order, or is disclosed with the consent of the applicant. There is no revenue, no fiscal impact on the measure, the engrossed version of the measure, or on the Dash A2 amendments.
Discussion?
Sure, I'll move the dash.
I have a question.
Yes.
Thank you. So I assume you're going to make a motion about the Dash 2 amendments. So so the three qualifiers, are those and or? Unless, say, number third, the holder of the concealed handgun license consents to disclosure. So even if the disclosure is made to another public body and is necessary for criminal justice purposes, if the holder of the concealed handgun license doesn't consent to the disclosure, that cannot be disclosed. Is that correct?
Correct. This is the bill we passed earlier, the concealed handgun license we sent over to the Senate.
Right.
Chairs and Representative Tomei, if I can clarify, that's correct. It's in the alternative. The person is not required to consent. In addition to it being from one public body to another for a criminal justice purpose, they can do it without the person's consent. They're in the alternative, one or the next or the next.
Okay. That's what I needed to know. Thank you, Mr. Okay. Chairs.
Yes,
Mr. Co-Chair, just to clarify, this is the same language as the bill that passed out of this committee earlier in the session.
That's correct.
Thanks. I can't remember the bill number. But.
Chair, I move the A2 amendments into House Bill, excuse me, Senate Bill 347.
Representative Krieger moves the Dash 2 amendments into Senate Bill 347. Any further discussion? Call the roll, please. I'm sorry.
On the amendment.
On the amendment. We don't. Is there any objection to the amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan.
No.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Shoffler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
No.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Woodman.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Excused.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye. Motion carries. The amendments are in.
Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 347A as amended to the floor if it do pass.
Co-Chair Krieger moves Senate Bill 347A as amended to the floor if it do pass. Is there any further discussion? call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan.
No.
Representative Olson.
Excused.
Representative Shockley.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
No.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Woodson.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Excused.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye. Motion carries. I'll carry that.
Okay, and I got it. Okay.
Okay, thank you. So where are we then? 409. Okay. Opening work session on Senate Bill 409.
Co-chairs and members of the committee, Senate Bill 409 would require a judge to appoint a stenographic reporter for proceedings in aggravated murder trials. Senate Bill 409 does have a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means. The Dash 3 amendments are the ones to which you should direct your attention. They do a couple different things. First of all, they include the voice writing certification individuals, and I hope you recall them from the public hearing. Secondly, they specify some certification requirements that these individuals and stenographers must clear. And finally, they provide an opt-out clause wherein if there is not a stenographer available under this section for an aggravated murder proceeding, the judge can investigate an appropriate alternative method for procuring an accurate official record. There has been a fiscal impact statement issued on 409-3. It essentially states, and keep in mind, this is headed to Ways and Means, but that there can be fairly dramatic differentiation the number of aggravated murder trials that the state of Oregon sees in a given year. There were six in 2008, three in 2009, and 11 in 2010. And as such, the fiscal impact would be indeterminate, as it is dependent on the number of those trials, the availability of staff court reporters, and the durations of the trials themselves. OJD would also incur minimal fiscal impact for one-time and ongoing administrative expenses related to this measure. We have not yet adopted the Dash 3 amendment.
Okay. Chair, I'd like to move the Dash 3 amendments into Senate Bill 409. Co-Chair Krieger moves the Dash 3 amendment into Senate Bill 409. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Co-Chair.
Representative Nolan, please.
The Dash 3 amendments add one type of professional to the basic bill, but not all available professionals. And the Dash 4s, from what I understand, would include all professional reporters. And I have a hard time understanding what expertise the legislature has to determine which technology is appropriate rather than having the courts on an individual basis make that determination.
Council Liberty.
I think that's a policy.
Okay. Representative.
Just, we had looked at some of the alternatives that were in here, and I've had the Dash 4s in my hand here. I think, well, first of all, they're poorly written. In lines 10, 11, mechanical device, electrical device, voice recognition, electric typing, they left out stenographers in that section. In my conversations with the Chief Justice, he was happy with what was composed in the Dash 3s. I did not talk to him about specifics of the other type of recordings. Also, I don't believe that the licensing requirements and continuing education are present in the other types of recording, people that use those other type of devices. I don't see that anywhere.
Mr.
Chairman? Yes, Representative Schaffner.
If we waited for the legislature to be qualified to make any decisions, we would never make one. We're constantly making statute on environment, telling loggers how to log, farmers how to farm, miners how to mine. I don't know. I'm ready to vote.
Okay. Further discussion? Okay, Representative Krieger, Co-Chair Krieger moves the Dash 3 amendments into Senate Bill 409.
Yeah,
4.32. Is there any further discussion about that? Call the roll, please. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any objection to the Dash 3s?
Mr. Co-Chair, I'm not going to object, but I'm going to move the Dash 4s as well.
Okay. The Dash 3s are in.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move the Dash 4 amendment be added to Senate Bill 409.
Representative Nolan moves the Dash 4 amendments into Senate Bill 409. Discussion. Representative Watt.
Thank you. I've had the chance to look at the Dash 4s, and I've also spoken with the folks that are the proponents of the Dash 4s, and I'm not going to be supporting them here today, and there's really a very simple reason, which is, as I look at electronic or digital reporting, it's not defined. And it could mean, in my opinion, electronic reporting could mean exactly what we have now, which means that this is an amendment that creates an exception that defeats the rule and doesn't solve the problem in the first place that we're trying to get a handle on. And so I think that it may be that someday the Dash 4s or some other types of technology need to be included, and I welcome having that discussion. But right now, the Dash 4s appear to me to be kind of hastily written, poorly drafted, and not properly defined for what is in and what is out. And so for those reasons, I just can't support it.
Thank you. Further discussion?
Mr. Co-Chair, I'll point out that the Dash 4s maintain much of the language of the original bill and the Dash 3 and specifically talk about appointing a court reporter, but then go on to identify different technologies that reporter might use. So with all due respect to my colleague here, I think they sufficiently identified. The testimony we had was that we need a human being who can take in the nuances of what's happening in the trial, and I think the Dash 4s accommodate that and give the court discretion to decide what type of human being, what skills they want in the courtroom.
Okay, further discussion. On the movement on the motion to put the Dash 4s in, call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan.
Yes.
Representative Olson.
No.
Representative Shockley.
No.
Representative
Tomei. Aye.
Representative
Wong? No. Representative Wisman? No. Co-Vice Chair Harris? No. Co-Vice Chair Garrett? Excused. Co-Chair Krieger? No. Co-Chair Barker?
No.
The Dash
4s
are not in. Motion failed.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 409 as amended to the Ways and Means Committee.
Representative Schaffer moves Senate Bill 409. Nope.
It's another handsome devil, Mr. Chair. Okay.
Sorry, Co-Chair Krieger. Representative and Co-Chair Krieger moves Senate Bill 409 as amended with the Dash 3s to the Ways and Means Committee.
With a due pass recommendation.
Any discussion? Representative Hicks.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. And as I've informed most of the proponents of this bill, I am going to vote no in order to flag this bill for Ways and Means because I'm not prepared, justified though this purpose is, I'm not prepared to saddle the courts with an additional unfunded mandate. I do want Ways and Means, if they do pass this bill, which of course the Chief Justice is favorable on the bill, apparently, and I can understand why it would be a good thing for him to have, but this unfortunately in this time of fiscal austerity is probably closer to a nice to have. I mean, having written appeals for convicted murders come in two forms is something that we shouldn't saddle the courts with doing without also sending them the money. So I want to put a no vote on this so that Ways and Means will examine that. I do happen to sit on a subcommittee that will also be hearing this, presumably. And so that is why I'll be voting no.
Okay, thank you. Representative
Watt. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I just wanted to add to the record on this. I've received a lot of email on this particular bill, and I've been concerned about it, frankly. And the reason is that it appears to me that there's a lot of misinformation about what this bill does and what this bill doesn't do. This doesn't throw transcriptionists out of work. It doesn't prevent them from continuing to do what they've always done in civil courts and criminal courts, which is take the electronically recorded words that are spoken and type them out in their living rooms or offices or contract out to lawyers all over the state. It doesn't do any of those things. This is a very narrow, very limited situation of aggravated murder trials. And there really isn't anything else we do in the criminal justice system that has more importance that everything is exactly correct. So I'm saddened by the what I will term as the misinformation. It's frustrating, but this is good public policy, and I want to make sure that I put that on the record in the policy committee. With regard to the cost, which I know is a different issue, again, this is a core function of government, and this is a time of austerity, and I just hope Ways and Means can find a way to make sure we get this done because it is important. Thank you, Mr. Cochran.
Thank you. Further discussion. Call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan.
Yes.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Shockley.
Aye.
Representative Tonight.
Aye.
Representative Wong.
Aye.
Representative Wisdom.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hay.
Nope.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Excuse.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's see. Want to carry that. Do I have somebody, would somebody like to carry that? I'm sorry, going to Ways and Means. Never mind. Thank you. On Senate Bill 432, the counsel for that is Bill Taylor. We are unable to locate him right now, so we are going to carry that bill over as well until tomorrow. Any further business before the committee? Committee adjourned.